Animal Radio, baby.
We're taking your calls toll-free at 1-866-405-8405 for Dr. Debbie, your dog father, Joey Villani. You can also ask your questions directly from the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. It's a free download, thanks to Drs. Fosters and Smith. Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Hi, I'm very well. How are you today?
Very good.
Good, Greg. I heard some yapping, and I thought your voice changed there.
Yeah, that's my little trucking buddy here. He's over 3 years old, been in the truck with me ever since he was pocket size.
Wow.
He's not much bigger than that now.
What kind of dog?
I have a little, the breeder told me it's called a tiny toy, Chihuahua. He's kind of between a teacup and a toy.
Okay.
And he's solid red and black brindle and was born tailless, actually. His mother was tailless.
Interesting. Oh, so he's got a little something. I love tailless pets. I've had several of them.
Aren't most of your pets at home tailless?
Me?
Yeah.
I've had a cat that had a tail. Well, it's artificially, you know, had to amputate one of the cat's tails, one of the dog's tails. You know, they just kind of keep. We chop body parts off our pets all the time. But what
not
can
really.
I do for you? Well, I'm not going to chop your pet's body parts off, but what can I do for you here today?
Well, my little friend here has a girlfriend at home that's about 14 and a half months old.
Okay.
And she just recently came through her second cycle. And I don't know whether they were active really or not, never caught them at anything, but we didn't really try to separate them. And I'm hoping that she's not too young. How would we know? When would we start seeing any symptoms or any signs or anything?
Okay. First question, is she too young? No. Generally, we do prefer a dog to be bred on their second cycle. We just hate for them to get pregnant around that six-month mark. It's kind of like a teenage pregnancy. So so you're okay there. Now, as far as pregnancy-wise, duration, dogs are pregnant for about 63, 64 days. You know, significant physical changes you may not know for a full month or so. And the trick is that dogs can also have false pregnancies, so that can also look like they're pregnant and even produce milk. So some of these physical changes, they're not foolproof, but you know, we would be watching for weight gain. An increased appetite usually kicks in about a month into a pregnancy. And then it's a couple weeks later that we actually will start to see things like milk production. But some of the behaviors like nesting, where a dog will kind of build little beds or, you know, try to find a little comfy spot to sleep for the pups, that can also happen with a false pregnancy. So sometimes we have been fooled, both veterinarians and people alike that have pets. So one of the things I might suggest is to actually have your baby taken to the veterinarian about 3 to 4 weeks after possible breeding time. And they can do an ultrasound and look to see, did diagnose pregnancy. And that'll help kind of put a timeline on things as well, because we can age the pups based on the size of the puppy's skull. And that will help you in preparing for, you know, when we might be having some babies delivered.
Okay.
We can always do x-rays as well when we get a little further along the lines, about 45 days after breeding. But by that point, things are, if you're asking, are we pregnant or not, usually it's a little bit more apparent by that point because you're a little further into it.
Okay. My other question, I guess, that in parallel to that is I think she has not yet had her one-year shots, kind of chastise my wife on that. She's let that slide. And would that be something that you would want to wait till we know for sure whether she's pregnant?
Absolutely. Don't vaccinate a dog that we suspect could be pregnant. There can be some problems with that. So, shame. We always want to make sure our pregnant babies are caught up to date with their shots beforehand, because that means the babies will have a little better chance at immunity to many diseases. So,
okay. Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Greg. 1-866-405-8405 to connect with any one of the Dream Team. Could be groomer Joey Villani. Right now, Dr. Debbie answering your calls. Hey, Lisa.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing good. Where are you calling from?
California, Montebello, California.
Montebello, okay. Well, you're on with the good doctor here.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing super. What kind of pet question do you have here today?
I have a Cocker Terrier.
Okay.
He's about 14 years. He'll be 15.
Okay, he's a senior fella then, huh?
Yes, he is. He's a senior. And I was just curious because, he already lost his eyesight in one eye. And then he has a cataract in the other eye. You think it's a good idea if I operate him? Or it's too old?
Well, I mean, he is a bit up there in the years. Did these cataracts come on all of a sudden, or were they gradual?
I guess gradually, but, you know, the doctor never told me, the vet, when I took him, I said, well, it looks like if he has a cataract starting in his eye. And he says, does he bump himself in places or whatever? I go, yes, he does at times. And so I just, he never told me to go to a specialist or nothing. And then when I took him, it was already too late because the specialist, she told me that, you know, that his eye was already scratched and all that. And, you know, she could really not do much, just give me some eye drops and some ointment, and that was it. So now I see his eye is getting, well, it's getting white already.
It kind of depends on what we're talking about getting white, as far as, because dogs can have cataracts, which are a whitening of the lens inside the eye, but they can also have a white change on the outer surface of the eye, the cornea. And we can see that as well, especially in Cocker Spaniels. They can get some corneal disease as they get older. I guess it's hard for me to say in that situation, but I would say that cataracts, yes, in an older pet, they can be addressed surgically, but it is a decision that I really kind of look at the pet's overall health and also how they've coped with their vision loss. If your pet was a 8-year-old dog, I would not hesitate to recommend the surgery because it's wonderful for restoring vision. At 14, I think we have to kind of really look at our overall longevity and his overall health right now. Before we put him through a major surgery like that, I would just want to make sure that he's in good health and that's really in his best interest.
Now, the right eye is getting white.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And if that's a recent change, then I would definitely have it at least checked out. If your veterinarian's not quite sure and you can't tell what's going on, because sometimes it's a lot harder to see in through these eyes that are very hazy, then you might have to set up that visit with the ophthalmologist where they can use their special instruments to look further back into the eye to see if, you know, if it's worth the possibility. But I'd have to say, you know, 14 years of age, I would probably be focusing on making sure he's comfortable in those eyes, maybe rather than going for a full-gun surgery to take cataracts out. But I would still say, go see and have that eye evaluated. I still think it's very important to make sure we treat for ongoing problems in there.
Thanks for your call, Lisa. Hey, I don't want to forget to mention that if you have a Yorkshire Terrier, a Shih Tzu, a Pug, or Mini Schnauzer, be sure to check out the Ultimate Authoritative Guardian's Guide. Dr. Debbie wrote these, How to Be Your Dog's Best Friend, Yorkshire Terrier, Shih Tzus, Pugs, and Mini Schnauzers, and they're over at Amazon, plus we have links over at animalradio.com. Have yourself a great new year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
This is Animal Radio Network.